How fares my fair Leander, O vouchsafe to speak, lest my heart break. I banished am from thy sweet company. 'Tis not thy father's anger can abase my love. I still will prove thy faithful friend until such time I die. Though fate and fortune do conspire to interrupt our love, in spite of fate and fortune's hate, I still will constant prove. And though our angry friends in malice now our bodies part, nor friends, nor foes, nor scars, nor blows shall separate our hearts. What voice is this that calls Leander from her bower, from yonder tower? The echo of this voice doth sure proceed. Leander, 'tis thy hero fain would come to thee, if it might be. Thy absence makes my tender heart to bleed. But oh, this pleasant river Hellespont, which is the people's wonder, those waves so high do injury by parting us asunder. And though there's fairy men good store, yet none will stand, my friend, to waft me o'er to that fair shore where all my grief shall end. Hero, though I am thy constant lover still, and ever will, my angry father is thy enemy. He still doth strive to keep asunder now and then. Poor fairy men, they dare not waft thee over lest they die, nor yet dare they convey me unto my dear hero now. My father's rage will not assuage, nor will the same allow. Be patient then, dear hero, now, as I am true to thee. Even so, I trust thou art as just and faithful unto me. Is there no way to stay an angry father's wrath, whose fury hath bereaved his child of comfort and content? Oh no, dear hero, there's no way that I do know to ease my woe. My days of joy and comfort now are spent. You may as well go tame a lion in the wilderness as to persuade my father's aid to help me in distress. His anger and his river hath kept us asunder long. He hath his will, his humor still, and we have all the wrong. 'Tis not thy father's anger, nor his river deep, though it shall keep me from the embracements of my dearest friend. For through this silver stream my way I mean to take, even for thy sake. For thy dear sake, my dearest light I'll spend. The waves and wind should both conspire mine enemies to be. My love so strong, I fear no wrong can happen unto me. Oh, meet me in thy garden where this pleasant river glides. Lend me thy hand, draw me to land, whatever me betides. Now must I make my tender, slender arms my oars, help watery powers. Yet little fishes teach me how to swim. And all ye sea nymphs guard me unto yonder banks, I'll give you thanks. Bear up my body, strengthen every limb. I come, Leander, now prepare thy lovely arms for me. I come, dear love, assist me, Jove, I may so happy be. But oh, a mighty tempest rose, and he was drowned that tide. In her fair sight, her heart's delight, and so with grief she died. But when her aged father these things understands, he wrings his hands and tears his hoary hair from off his head. society he shuns and doth forsake his meat, his grief so great, and oft doth make the lowly ground his bed. O my Leander, would that I had died to save thy life, or that I had, when I was sad, made thee brave hero's wife. It was my trespass, and I do confess I wronged thee. Posterity shall know hereby the fault lay all in me. But since the waves have cast his body on the land, upon the sand, his corpse shall buried be in solemn wise. One grave shall serve them both, and on most stately tomb she'll make him room. Although her corpse be breathless where she lies, ye fathers have a special care now whatsoever you do. For those that part true loyal's hearts themselves were never true. Though fate and fortune cross poor lovers sometimes, as we do know, pray understand, have you no hand even in their overthrow?